Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Little Chicago, bringing us back. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, our immigration expert, and she's the president of Immigration Works USA. Put a .org on the end of that, and you'll find her website and her organization. I encourage you to check them out and support the work that they do. They do good work. Tamar, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for all you do. By the way, I want to ask you a quick question, make sure I got this right. When the president announced his forbearance plan for these 1.6 young people who are illegal in the United States, that came here through no fault of their own, does that plan have a name?
Deferred action.
Deferred action.
It's sometimes called DACA, deferred action for children, something, DACA.
And let me tell you something, folks. I'm going to say something real quick tomorrow. I didn't practice this. I don't remember that name. I mean, I was really asking for my own information, not just to help the audience. But when you said that just now, it made me think of leading from behind.
Mm-hmm.
What is deferred action? Doesn't that mean? Isn't that tantamount to leading from behind?
Well, yeah.
I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here. I'm serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see the language? Yeah. You see the language that we're using? Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm going to get off that. Talk to us about the campaigns with regard to immigration.
Yeah, so
who's winning, who's losing,
states,
why?
As we know, the presidential race has already come down to 8 states. And 4 of those states are states where Latinos could make a difference.
New Mexico, Florida, Arizona, Nevada,
Colorado, Virginia,
right,
and Florida.
Okay. You didn't say New Mexico?
It seems to that the campaigns have kind of written off New Mexico at this point.
Okay.
The campaigns are pulling out of New Mexico. As far as I know, we're talking about.
So Obama's got New Mexico.
Maybe it comes back into play, but I think that they're really focusing on it.
But Virginia, too. Virginia for Hispanics.
Virginia,
wow.
And Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So Latinos are still—they're the fastest growing voting bloc. They're still a small percentage of the voters, mm-hmm, but the fastest growing.
Have they overtaken African American?
Yes.
They have, haven't
yes.
they?
Yeah. But in some of these states, even though they're a relatively small percentage, they could be a critical swing. In basically all of these states, maybe not Virginia, but certainly in Nevada, Colorado, and Florida.
Right.
The way they go could determine, depending on what everybody else does, could
mm-hmm.
determine who wins. And the problem is that even though Latinos, Latinos is a big basket, right? It's Cuban
right.
Americans, Mexican Americans, people who've been here a long time. People
Salvadorans, Hondurans, Puerto Ricans.
You have to be legal to vote.
Yep.
You have to be a citizen to vote. They have different views about immigration. They don't all feel the same way about immigration, and many who came legally a long time ago are concerned about immigration.
I found that out back in May. I was in an event I've spoken about on the show, and you and I've talked about, where I heard Governor Romney speak to a group of 100 or so Hispanic leaders, and I found out at that event they're not a monolithic group in terms of immigration.
But here's a but. Here's the important but. Immigration has become a kind of a threshold issue or a litmus test issue. Even people who, it's not a priority for most Latinos. For most Latinos, education is the priority and the economy, like everybody else. If you come and you start by talking about immigration in a way that sounds like you don't like foreigners,
right,
it turns them off.
Yeah.
My metaphor is, if you come to my door to sell me an encyclopedia or some product, and the first thing you say is, "I don't really like people like you,"
right?
It's kind of hard to hear your pitch.
Or walk up, sell an encyclopedia, and ask, "Can you read?"
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
so who?
I've got a priority.
I've only got about 30 seconds. Where do you think the campaign stands?
Unfortunately, The way Romney talked about immigrants in the primary really put a lot of people off. He sounded harsh. He sounded disrespectful.
Yeah.
It sounded like he was saying, can you read?
Mm-hmm.
And so, unfortunately, at the moment, Obama is way up with Latinos,
yep,
and Romney is way down. And they could matter. In four, they could make the difference. In
big
four
difference.
Of the states.
And do you think, and you gotta say, though, he wasn't cynical in choosing, by not choosing Rubio is his running mate. You got to give him points for that. But can Rubio? Will Rubio be able to help him in that regard?
Well, the trouble is, he'll help him some, but I'm afraid the party's got a big problem.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Hey, Tamar, thanks for being here. Good work today, as always.
Thank you,
Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen. ImmigrationWorksUSA.org is her website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.